public hearing is conditional use 1692 Millville Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for a fire department substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.636 acres, more or less, lying north of Road 54, also known as Omar Road, approximately 610 feet west of Route 26.
Bear with me a second.
For the benefit of the commission, again, I'm passing down a copy of the site plan for this application. Again, I have three agency comments, actually the same agencies. The first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated February 15th, 2006. Makes reference to the present zoning, the proposed zoning with conditional use. It makes reference to Omar Road from Route 20, stop sign to Delaware 26. There's an annual average daily traffic of 2,472 vehicles per day. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service C and will not change as a result of this application. Second comment was from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum signed by Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, and dated June 22nd. We are advised that this site has soils of Eastboro loamy sand, two different types, which have slight limitations for development. The applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. The farmland rating for both soils, they are considered to be of statewide importance. In reference to drainage, there are no storm flood hazard areas, no tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site with its improvements, or former improvements, I should say, and a copy of soil survey map number 61. And then from Sussex County Engineering, and dated July 11th, received today, we are advised that this site is not within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. That it is not adjacent to a county-operated or maintained sanitary sewer district. A conformity to the South Coast Area Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. The proposed conditional use is within the boundaries of the Vines Creek Planning Area. The County Engineering Department currently has no schedule to provide service to this parcel. The EDU allocation would be based on current zonings, and a concept plan is not required. And it's signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And I did state that I passed down the site plans, I believe. In review of the site, almost all the buildings that are on the site have been removed, except for the proposed building to be used for the substation. There were three poultry houses, I believe, on the site and a residence. They have been destroyed and in the process of being removed from the property. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. My name is Greg Temple. I'm the fire chief of the Millville Fire Company and also reside in Millville. Millville Fire Company has been operating since 1936 at our current location, currently on Atlantic Avenue, Delaware 26. Through the recent development and annexation of several properties and master plan communities, we've noted that there's an increase in our call volume. And a lot of our members that live west of our current station cannot get down Delaware 26, especially in summertime traffic, to make a response, which has prompted us to be proactive and purchase this property for future expansion. As you can tell from the site plans, what we've purchased is basically used to be a combine shed, and we're in the process of making minor changes in order to store a piece of fire apparatus out there. So it's not going to be an operating station as you would typically picture going down and looking at our main station. It's basically going to be for the storage of fire apparatus and for response, whenever that may be. As far as holding up functions there, it's not a facility that's basically made for that. Currently, it's just going to act in the capacity of a garage, if you will. This station is going to benefit the community because we have roughly 30 members that live west of Roxana Road, which have that difficulty getting down the main artery to our main station. So they're going to be able to arrive at a station a lot quicker, pick up a piece of apparatus, and then respond to the scene wherever it may be. Some of the master plan communities in the area, obviously Millville by the Sea, which is roughly 3,000 units, as well as Dove Landing on Roxana Road. This station is going to be a benefit to us by having those 30 members that live out west, having them respond a little bit quicker to some fire apparatus. We've met all the standards from the Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office as well as the State Fire Commission as to making the upgrades. We have an emergency phone on the front of the building. We have phones inside the building, emergency generator, and so forth. So it is capable of some type of sustained operations should we see fit for that.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. So there wouldn't be any maintenance of the fire equipment at this site, and by that I mean after you would respond to a call, if you had to wash the trucks down or store the hoses, that would be done at your main station?
That's correct, sir. What we have now is a very limited ability to do anything out at that station. We do have electric there, obviously, for interior lighting and so forth. But all of our truck maintenance is actually done by a third party. We actually send it out to have, whether it be DOT inspections or repair work done. Type of loading hoses, cleaning the apparatus, things like that would be handled at the main station on Atlantic Avenue on Delaware 26.
Would this site, with the limited use that you're planning now, would you want to have something like a porta potty there just to handle that until you had
We have discussed that, and I believe it's in the hands of a contractor now of getting a true contract of having it removed and so forth. But as of today, there is not one on site, but that is has been since we initially started with this property in our discussion internally of having that place there.
And would you be requesting to have a audible siren that would be located on a pole at this site?
As of right now, no. We have the main site on Delaware 26 has a siren. We also have one that's operating in Ocean View. Due to the rural nature of this area, a siren would be beneficial. However, we're not going to push for that unless we are from either through FEMA or DEMA in order to warn the public for natural disasters or so forth.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess what I'm hearing you say is that with the increase in development and the demands placed upon the volunteer fire company, that what you really need to do is get equipment on this site so you can respond to the needs of the public as your needs then become, as you become aware of your needs.
Correct.
Then you would.
As what forward. We've been seeing in the past, we've been pulling statistics through our responses, and we've noticed that a core group, probably 50 members, a core of our membership live within 3 miles of our main station on 26 now. They arrive very quickly, pick up the initial piece of apparatus, and then there's a long delay before that third piece and that fourth piece gets to you. This is going to allow those members that live west, again, it's roughly between 26 and 30, it's going to allow those members to respond to a station a lot closer to their homes, actually pick up an apparatus and be that fourth piece coming to us. So they don't have to navigate summertime traffic or the long distance it is from, say, if someone lives in towards Blackwater Village or up towards Dogwood Acres. They would have to travel almost 6.5 miles to get to our main station, where now they can only travel 3, and they're going to be to a station a lot quicker.
Okay. Thank you. No other question.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Johnson?
No questions.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Blank.
No question.
Well, Mr. Counts is not here. Mr. Robertson?
I have no questions.
We could ask about landscaping since he's not here.
Well, I think in this instance, it,
But to address that, though, if
I'm
you
just
want to
kidding.
Tell them, we have left all the trees that are on site.
Well, we're kind of hoping you leave one of those chicken houses. Thought that'd be kind of interesting to watch when it.
We have an interesting motto that they've started using around the station, but I'll leave that for another time.
Hey, I don't have any questions. I accept that. I would assume that as time goes on, this location could be expanded, augmented to either accommodate more equipment or EMS facilities or something. And I would just would suggest if the commission looks favorably upon it that we not do anything to hamper. You know, I mean, if you think you might need a siren, well, get a siren. I mean, you know, let's not prohibit that.
Let's not preclude it.
True, and they could revise their site plan at the time of submittal and show some future expansion.
I would.
They could address it before you now as what size may be, and it still be subject to council.
True.
But you may want to enlarge the building sometime in the future.
If I may, the long-range planning committee that we have internal has been discussing, first off, increasing our current station and actually building a new station there. And roughly at the same time, we'd be looking at building something more permanent at this other location. At that point, we'd come back and submit another application for whatever construction we do decide out there. This is a temporary measure. I hate to give it a time, but roughly probably 2 to 3 years. And then we expand from there.
There really isn't necessary for you to specify a time if your conditional use is granted, then you've got your conditional use. You can do it on your own schedule at that point. So.
Well, it could be done. It can be done by a revised site plan as long as the commission feels it's still appropriate and it's not a real change in use. It's still for the same purpose. You could be allowed to increase the size. But the benefit is by showing what you're going to use now and what you might use in the future on the site plan right up front, then everybody knows. That way you don't have to come
but
back in and go back to public hearing.
It saves you time later on.
It saves you time.
I mean, I don't think that there's anyone who feels that there's anything detrimental about providing fire service. But who knows? We're going to find out, though. If you'll take a seat, we'll see if there's anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1692 Millville Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1692? Yes, ma'am, step right up.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name's Michelle Brennan. I live on the Omer Byard Road. Okay, number one, they failed to tell you this fire hall is going beside a Methodist church that's been there over 100 years. The traffic pattern that he talked about is the wrong traffic pattern. Route 20 and Route 26 is the road over there. The fire hall will be on Route 54. This is a major intersection, has numerous accidents all the time. This church has services during the week, at night, and daytime. This fire company is already using this building. Did you guys know that? They've already pulled fire trucks out. People have had to slow down. There's nothing going on there. But they've already got to have use of it. You guys say it's a fire company. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy. He talks about development. They should move the fire company to Route 17 beside the paramedic building. That's where the 3,000 homes are, not at Clarksville, where it is a small community and it's quiet there. Plus, there's two cemeteries, and you know, fire sirens are loud. They could raise the dead, but no, that was just a joke. But okay. They have no bathroom. They have no sewer. The intersection is already unsafe. And that's all I got to say, but keep that in mind.
Yes, ma'am. And you live where?
Homer Byard Road.
How far from the site are you?
I am about 3 miles from the site.
3 miles from the site.
But I can describe everything about the site, who used to own it and everything. And if they took care of it the way they did when they burned it down, they didn't do a very good job. They left it all a bundle for over a month. It's just very sad that they would have to put this right here at this spot when they have a paramedic spot on Route 17 where those 3,000 houses are going. Sorry, I'm nervous. I'm not used to talking to a whole bunch of men, but anyway.
We're just men.
Oh, I know, but you're.
Whose paramedic facility is it? Is it county?
I don't think it's theirs. I think it's the county.
It's the county's paramedic facility.
Lease site, I believe.
Okay.
But there's also land they could have bought down there too. I mean, they already bought it and did this, and then they come to you. Is that the way things work? Because you're not going to turn them down because it's a fire company, the way it sounds. And there are disagreements with this.
Ma'am, I can assure you that I'm going to instruct the commission that, you know, obviously they can't make a decision until they've considered all the evidence, and they're going to have to make a decision based upon
I appreciate that. Thank
what's
you.
In the code.
Because I love the fire company. We wouldn't be alive today without it. So, you know, just a different place.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is John Marcet. I live at 34262 Omar Road, which is directly across from the proposed facility. My main question is why there, why not in the middle of Millville by the sea, where they're going to be putting the proposed 3,000 homes? Getting down 26 and getting across, I guess it would be Jones Farm Road, over to 17 into a proposed facility over there would probably be almost as desirable, I would think, to have the equipment where a lot of your responses are going to be rather than trying to take a piece of equipment down 26 where, you know, you're battling traffic either way, whether you're in a private vehicle or whether you're in an emergency vehicle. That's just sort of the way I see it. I would like it if you would give more consideration to the fact of the fire siren. We live directly across the street. And when they come out, they've responded a few times, and that door opens, and before they're on the road, the horn's going, the siren's going. There are no safety lights to warn traffic coming out that they might be entering the roadway, and it is on a bend in the road. So that's a consideration also. Those are my main concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. You're welcome to remain to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing